fascinated. We'll go through some of the lochas of the Inuyim on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says that there's Chamisha Inuyim. Actually, we have really six, but the Mishnah counts Achila and Shtiya together, even though actually the halachically they have some differences. But besides Achila and Shtiya, you have the halacha, there's an issue of Rechitza, a person washing himself on Yom Kippur. The issue of Sicha, anointing, needless of sandal, wearing regular shoes, and relations, the husband and the wife having relations. Rechitza is also whether it's cold water, hot water, doesn't make a difference. When a person washes his hands in the morning, therefore we are noyig to only wash our hands to the knuckles, not the whole hand. And even that, the Rama says, a person should have in mind that he's doing it to remove the reich ra, which is on the hands, not because he wants to get the pleasure of the water on his hands. Similarly, a person washing out his mouth with the mouthwash, Rav Moshe says it's a problem, not only is it a problem, but potentially the person might drink it, because it's something which is is not really healthy, etc., is not a problem on that end, but there's an issue of rechitza. So you couldn't use mouthwash in Yom Kippur because of the rechitza issue. Kahanim, when they wash in the morning, the kahanim, when they wash for duchening, they wash a whole hand, and therefore the meaning is for kahanim is that they wash in the morning also the whole hand, because they don't want to get involved in the suffolk bracha when they come to wash their hands for duchening. Washing oneself because a person is actually dirty is permitted, but only that spot which is dirty. So if a person touches a part of his body which is normally covered, he would wash his hands because of that reason. A person gets his hand dirty, he can wash his hands, etc. A person goes into the base of Kisei and uses the facility, so he has to wash his hands afterwards. If a person just walks through the base of Kisei, so logically, a person would not wash his hands afterwards. Unless a person is always makbid to wash his hands after entering the base of Kisei, and it bothers him the fact that he did not wash, so that would be permitted. When it comes to Sicha, anointing, That is not permitted for the purpose of nikiyus. It's only permitted for the purpose of refuah. Therefore, deodorant, Rav Moshe says in a tshuva, deodorant, the person cannot use deodorant on Yom Kippur. A powder deodorant, not a spray which becomes a powder, but like a shower to shower would be permitted. But any type of thing which starts out as a liquid would be problematic because of the issur of sicha on Yom Kippur. Sicha for the purpose of refuah, however, would be permitted, as long as it meets the criteria of when refuah is permitted on Shabbos, which is a separate halacha. Anybody has a question on that, please see me independently. So that covers the areas of this of rechitza and this of sicha. Tomorrow we'll talk about nilas sandal and some halachas of achila and shtia. Have a good morning, Rabbi.
Shuvi 925.